Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Excellent rejoin request from a 781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. To text this show, it is simple. Text line is 37937. Did anybody step up to guest DJ tomorrow, Scheim? Speaking of rejoins?
Not a soul.
Really? I thought I saw a handwritten letter from Vietnam Dick. Was that for later on down the road, or was that from last year? I saw that in the office the other day.
Oh, no, that's an old one.
It's an old one. Okay. All right. Well, there's an opportunity tomorrow because it's the Friday before Memorial Day, and we will be at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. So if you want to shoot Scheim a DM.
Well, James, he loves the troops, and he wants to honor them. He could do it.
Curtis.
A lot of Raffy.
Short of some kind of a Dateline or 2020 report on your son being some kind of
prodigy
or genius. I mean, I appreciate the pride you have in him, but I'm not sure you can determine yet that he is one of the most intelligent toddlers that the world has ever seen.
He just finished the New York Times crossword this morning.
Is he a Wordle guy?
He loves the Wordle. Today's, you're really going to like today's, Greg. Courtney might not. Wordle.
Don't say what it is. I haven't done it yet.
Why are you two still wordling?
Oh, it's good to keep the brain going. Yeah.
It seems, for you, it seems to be working.
Oh, I think I've been sharper than I was, you know, a few months ago.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not safe.
I still flub words, but don't we all?
I don't think Courtney's messed with trending this week.
Irony that Courtney is a big wordler?
Yeah.
I think it is irony. Oh. This is Andy from Hudson. What's up, Andy?
Not much, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's going on?
Two quick points. For one, Mahomes isn't going to have a chance to break Brady's record because he runs too much with the football. He'll get hurt early. And the other thing is what Courtney was saying about that investigation. There's just too many glitches on, you know, not just the Apple Watch. The captain lived across the street, and that's the one day his ring camera didn't work. And I also have a friend that is a little connected inside the state police, and he said that there's officers in that Canton police department that had nothing to do with this that don't want to get caught up in it, and that's where some of this leaking is coming from.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
It doesn't sound right. There's too many, you know, the Canton police didn't find the broken brake lights, but the investigator did.
Yes. It's very strange. So it'll be interesting. I agree with Courtney. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And Karen Reed spoke for the first time yesterday, which is interesting, too. Now, Wiggy's lead was that yesterday Patrick Mahomes spoke and said that he's not as interested in money as he is in winning rings. I like that. Wiggy is suggesting that maybe Mahomes is the one to beat Tom Brady or at least catch Tom Brady. I just don't see it happening. You have to have you look at the I don't think there's an argument, the greatest coach quarterback combo ever in the history of the game.
Right.
You don't have that there. Andy Reid is excellent. Maybe you do, Curtis?
I mean, he is the only one that has a shot of catching Bill, and
right.
I don't see Andy Reid. If he didn't quit when his son did what he did, He's never going to quit.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, I mean, I don't want to say this. I'm not being flip, but I don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah.
But if he wants to keep coaching, and he can, as long as he's ambulatory, he and Mahomes are going to win 11, 12 games a year.
Yeah.
So he could catch Bill. I don't know if he'll be considered Bill, but Andy Reid's head coaching resume in the NFL, if he wins, say, 4 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, he got to one with McNabb. He has the fact that he has succeeded without the greatest player of all time over Bill Belichick.
And now he arguably has the greatest player in the game right now.
It's not arguable. I think it's clear Mahomes
is
the best
player. Right. And Mahomes is only 27 years old. So he's not going nowhere. And for the next, let's say he plays, Aaron Rodgers is what, 40 years old? Mm-hmm. So let's say Mahomes plays to 40. Stop with the running stuff, the running quarterback stuff. Like,
oh, no, Andy's right about that.
No, it's like, not. Like, stop with the whole running quarterback stuff. Brady got hurt in the pocket. Yeah. Mac Jones got hurt in the pocket. Like, guys get hurt all the time.
Lamar Jackson got hurt in the pocket.
Right. Joe Burrow got hurt in the pocket his rookie year. Like, can we stop with this narrative? Like, they make it sound like Patrick Mahomes is running around like Cam Newton, where he's lowering his shoulder out there trying to run safeties and linebackers over. He played on a bum ankle and still was able to go out there and put up numbers. So he's proven that he doesn't necessarily need his legs as much.
Good question in the Twitch chat. Can we all agree that Mahomes is already better than Aaron Rodgers since he came up?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think by far. Yeah. Right? I think statistically he's better than Brady in the first 6 years of their career, right? Yeah. Statistically, they're on the same pace as far as winning championships. And who's more likely, based on now what we know?
They're not on the same pace. I mean, Mahomes is in his, what, fifth, sixth year?
Well, Brady, I'm saying when you look at Brady at 27 and you look at Mahomes at 27.
Brady had three.
Where they were, Brady had two. 2004, Brady was 27.
Right, so he's got three.
No, 01.
It doesn't matter.
In all right, whatever. You're right. So, whatever, you're right.
Just don't question me on Brady.
You're right. So, all right, Brady had three. So I'm on their pace, they're like pretty much neck and neck. And who's more likely organization-wise to put players around Brady and Mahomes?
Who's more likely, you mean, to put players around their quarterback?
Yep.
The Chiefs or the Patriots? It would be the Chiefs.
Exactly. Yes. So if you're the Chiefs.
I think it's a full-time job deciphering what the actual question is sometimes.
I think Wiggy's point, too, is, and just to add to it, is that Andy Reid is a genius on the same side of the ball as his all-time great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick was a defensive genius.
Yeah.
So that's also something where Mahomes last year, you saw they lost Tyreek Hill. I said dynasty over, all that. Did they miss him in the Super Bowl? I mean, and Mahomes is brilliant with his speed because he doesn't run much during the regular season. In the playoffs, it was a weapon for him because he knew that it was, you had to go all in.
The real test will be the post-Kelsey era, because clearly Kelsey is what makes that offense run, outside of Mahomes, of course.
Yeah.
But when it comes to receivers, because they were able to move on from Tyreek Hill easily. But it's because Travis Kelsey also had the greatest year of his career last year. So
but
that
they'll
post-Kelsey
add,
era.
But see, that's the difference. They will add. So when Kelsey leaves, you know how Gronk left and they didn't do anything?
Yeah. They will go out
they're
there. They're willing to add.
They're willing to maybe trade for a top wide receiver in the game. They're willing to put the best offensive players around Mahomes, unlike the Patriots.
Here's an interesting text on the Subaru of New England text line that says, very easy to say you don't care about money when you are being paid $40 million a
year. Good point. Very good point.
Yes, but I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, first of all, we start with the fact that they said it, is brought to you by AAA Work Trucks.
Oh.
Take the work out of your next work truck, AAAWorkTrucks.com. And we're going to start with Brian Scalabrine talking about the Celtics. He was on with Jones, Mego, and Arcand yesterday and talked about the Celtics locker room and all those rumors about fake liking each other and all that. Scal addressed all of it.
As far as, like, if you thought Joe Mazzulla wasn't the guy at the time, they couldn't hire another head coach because Ime Udoka was suspended and you'd have to be an interim coach from somewhere else. So it's like, it's a complicated matter. As far as like the players fake liking each other, I think that's probably a good thing. If that, I don't know if that's happening. You know, I don't think that you have to be best friends. I know Chris Forsberg tweeted out that you went to Topgolf, right? And now all of a sudden now things are good.
Right.
No, what happened is you defended. You played hard. You played with some sense of urgency. And whether you went to Topgolf or didn't, like, that's not, I don't know if that makes a difference. But I know players that don't get along that get along unreal on the court. Shaq and Kobe, they were unbelievable together. Hard to stop. They didn't get along. You know, like, it's just the way it goes. So all that stuff is, to me, it's nonsense. It's just one individual's perspective and how they're looking at it.
Interesting. So Scal says, even if they do fake like each other, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You don't agree?
I mean, Scal knows way more than I know, but to me, I think that it matters if guys get along or not. The chemistry has to be there, I think, for a team.
But he's right, though. We talked about Shaq and Kobe. I talked about Jordan and Pippen. Yeah. You don't have to like each other.
You have to like each other on the court, though.
No. You have to be able to play together. That's where he misses the point. Shaq and Kobe were able to play together on the court.
Right.
Tatum, it's not about liking each other. It's about being able to play together and have that synergy as basketball players on the court. They don't do that. They look like two different players out there in two different games.
I think Scal was talking about himself. Piers Garnett and Allen didn't like him.
All right. What's next, Shime?
Next, we have a bit of pitch clock drama in Major League Baseball. It was the Diamondbacks game, and John Kruk just started freaking out in the announcer's booth about all of this pitch clock drama and the quote-unquote fake rules that seem to be just popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, sure. I think he's going to be called out on this one, John. Let's see. Maybe not, because he would have walked back with Torrey Lovello.
So all that for nothing.
So 0-2, he's not called out. This is what's going on. And now, time is called again. And now, Kimbrel is being charged with the ball. And here comes Rob Thompson.
What a joke. What a circus this game's turned into.
Yeah, Rob's hot.
He should be. That was Kimbrel supposed to do.
Kimbrel's ready to go.
They had a meeting for 15 minutes, and he steps on the mound, and they call him. This is a joke. It's all right. Keep making up rules until no one knows what's going on.
And now Kimbrel and Rojas are going at it.
I mean, it's interesting to me when it comes to the pitch clock, because mm-hmm. I think most people, at least fan-wise, observer-wise, think it has improved the game experience immensely. It's just certain pitchers who can't seem to get their hand around it.
But if the pitchers are right, and we see, you know, whether it's fatigue or, you know, mm-hmm. they're losing their juice quicker in their career than normal, that'll stink.
Growing
if we don't
pain.
Have longevity for these pitchers...
Yeah.
But I would say what was the issue of what they don't know? That's what I don't get. You have 20 seconds with a guy on base, correct? And 15 when what is so difficult for you to get that?
Like nothing. It's been working in college and in the minors for years.
I get the rule is stupid that you have to be looking at the pitcher with 8 seconds or whatever it is on the pitch clock, but you know that. Like, how are you getting confused of these rules when you know exactly what they are.
Yeah. Not to mention, in college and in the minors, your support staff, i.e. trainers and doctors, are not nearly the caliber that they are in Major League Baseball. Like, it's just such a childish bitch from entitled baseball players.
We will get to ask a baseball guy about this coming up at 9 on today's show during the front office report with Chaim Bloom. That is They Said It. And this is Courtney with What is Trending This Hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Sox get swept by the Angels. They're off tonight. They're in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks tomorrow. And the Patriots had their OTAs canceled today and next Tuesday for a violation of off-season rules. The violation has not been released, and I'm sure it will be a big question when Bill talks to media on Wednesday after the second missed OTA. Celtics Heat Game 5 at the TD Garden. That takes place tonight. Tip is at 8:30. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's quick plug. Come watch Game 5 with us tonight.
Yes.
At the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach.
Correct.
So if you're unable to make it tomorrow to the road show, come out tonight. We'd love to hang out and watch the game with you. And it's going to be a banger of a basketball game, Curtis.
It really will be.
Just like the weather.
Oh, great segue.
Thank you.
You should win a Marconi.
Thank you.
51 degrees, sunny skies. It's going to be gorgeous all weekend.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.